This is 7AD. Okay, so the Wynyard Sports Precinct, $500,000 state government grant for the project will certainly help. Over $7 million project overall. Waratah Wynyard Council General Manager Shane Crawford is with us. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Aaron.
Okay, did I get that right? $7.2 million project?
Yeah, that's right.
Has it actually officially been ticked off? Will it go ahead?
Yes, it has. Yeah,
great.
The council's been working on, I guess, this particular plan and a broader open space sport and recreation plan for a number of years. So after much consultation, council have now adopted the final master plan and now it's into the delivery phase.
In a nutshell, what exactly is going to happen?
Yeah, it's pretty significant. It involves, I guess, a lot of clubs and community groups and so forth. But the idea is obviously within the Wynyard Precinct to consolidate as many, I guess, users as possible into a sporting precinct. I could go into lots of detail, but essentially, you know, what we're trying to do is create an area for shared use and consolidated facilities, and making sure our facilities are compliant. That's a really important factor. I guess, real opportunities, I think, for shared management and oversight and volunteers across a broad range of groups. So, in a nutshell, there will be two new sporting grounds created at the Wynyard High School, which can be used by football and cricket. We'll also potentially see cricket relocate to the Wynyard Recreation Ground from their current home at the Wynyard Showgrounds. And then improvements to a whole range of facilities, netball courts and tennis courts, squash, the community gardens in this particular area, and the band rooms, upgrades to the Wynyard Basketball Centre or Recreation Centre, linkages and improved pathways between each of those facilities and connections. So it's really exciting and involves a lot of bodies and parties.
Sounds great. And it's the way things are now. You really, if you want to get funding, you have to make things a multi-purpose facility.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think that's, the more users, and equally it provides, as I said there a minute ago, some real opportunities for the clubs to grow and strengthen, and that's really important. Your volunteers that are working at the one facility can really help each other out, and you're spot on. And certainly from a funding perspective, shared facilities are far more attractive.
Right, so a similar sort of layout to Dial Park, so you'll have twin ovals, yep?
Yeah, so essentially, there'll be twin ovals at the high school, and then across the road, in a broad sense, is the Wynyard Recreation Ground. So there'll ultimately be three ovals in this particular precinct, and hopefully linked, by some good connecting pathways and so forth, possibilities for us to do, sporting walks of fame and those sorts of things through the area to really celebrate the rich sporting history here in Wynyard as well.
Yeah, and one of the first things you have to do is get the sporting clubs on board with it. So cricket club, footy club, everyone's on board.
Yes.
And the school.
Talking to each of those clubs, had some individual discussions with every one of those groups that I've mentioned, and we've put the plans out for public comment. We've got lots of comment back, which is great. We've taken all that feedback into account and slightly revised the plans to what we put out. Some meetings with football and cricket clubs and the high school just to talk about where to from here and start to get things moving. So from that side of things, the consultation and the feedback from the clubs has been great.
All right, and just from a cricket perspective, cricketers will be interested. So you intend putting a grass wicket in the new oval, yeah?
Yeah, so the idea would be to put a turf wicket into the Wynyard Recreation Ground, or the football ground as it's known at the moment, and then currently exploring the opportunity for further turf wickets in one of the grounds at the high school as well. So
wow.
It could end up being ultimately two turf venues within the Wynyard area.
Well, in your previous incarnation as Cricket Northwest president, one thing that's been lacking is an extra turf wicket on the coast, so that's great.
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic, and particularly here, I think that with some linkages through to Circular Head, I think there's some real opportunities for the Wynyard and district sort of cricket area to grow and attract more players. And what we know at the sort of the Wynyard Recreation Ground is that it's high use. There's lots of use of that ground now. So having a ground that potentially it might be under 16s could play at it, or female games. Games that require a smaller ground size, it would be ideal to have this as a venue to be able to be used. training venue even. There's real opportunity for it. And you're quite right. Cricket Northwest is certainly screaming out for more turf wickets across the coast.
What time you would like work to start?
Yeah, so at the moment, Council are just working through the budget process. And we're, as you said at the top, there's a $500,000 Levelling the Playing Fields grant, which has been provided, which will help kick things off. So we'd like to think that next financial year we'll start to see some activity. Stage one is around the creation of one of the ovals at the high school. So we'll start to plan that and get the designs done and look at what that may look like and how that can work. And equally around potential relocation of cricket. So the turf wickets will all take time. So so we'll start to do some of that work. But ideally, we'll start to see some work on the ground next financial year.
Sporting clubs in particular and the school will be able to enjoy those facilities for generations to come.
Absolutely. And Wynyard is a really sports-proud town. And as I said, those linkages through the school, having facilities that can be used by the school during the day, by the clubs during the afternoons and weekends, it's a really good mix and I think a very good model and one we're really keen to see get up and operational.
Yeah, good news. Thanks a lot, Shane.
Good on you. Thanks for your time.